This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Barbados Bar Association welcomes government's decision to discontinue the King's Council designation. A local charity is joining national efforts to reduce the levels of deviancy among youth. And Suriname's president has warned that it cannot be business as usual as regional leaders discuss the ongoing situation in Haiti. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Bar Association has welcomed the government's decision to discontinue the King's Council designation. In a statement, President of the Bar Association, Kay Williams, described the decision as long overdue and explained the reason for supporting the move.
Discontinuing the titles of King's Council and Queen's Council, quite frankly, is long overdue. Why? Because this is an important step to define ourselves as a nation and our transition to a parliamentary republic. That should be reflected in all areas. In fact, the Barbados Bar Association raised this issue in 2021 when the Constitution Amendment Act was passed to allow Barbados to become a parliamentary republic. We raised it again in 2022 with the passing of Her Majesty the Queen. So it follows logically. In all court proceedings, any references to the Crown or to the Queen were replaced by references to the state. So the title of senior counsel, therefore, should apply to appointments in the future.
President of the Barbados Bar Association, Kay Williams. A vast majority of Barbadians want government to take the lead in implementing front-of-package labeling on food items. This was revealed by the former chairman of the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Dr. Kia Lewis. Dr. Lewis released the findings of a national survey conducted by the Heart and Stroke Foundation on whether Barbadians are actually reading packaged food items before purchasing. She was speaking at the coalition's workshop at the Accra Beach Hotel yesterday.
The desire for our government to take the lead in the implementation of this policy has been demonstrated again by the results of our survey, which showed that 70% of participants indicated that they wanted our government not just to act, but to act quickly to implement front-of-pack warning labels. So there's widespread public support for this policy within this nation.
Dr. Lewis added that more Barbadians are calling for clearly visible warning labels on food items.
And I think Barbadians get it. I think they recognize it because, again, in our recent survey, 72% of Barbadians indicated that they wanted clear labels on the front of their food packages that warned them that a product was unhealthy. And 70% indicated that they wanted those labels to specifically state whether it was high in fat, salt, or sugar. And I mean, this is not surprising considering the significant burden of non-communicable diseases in our nation, with 80% or more than 80% of our deaths being caused by these conditions. It's certainly a motivation for many, though not all persons in the population, to be able to more easily make healthier choices surrounding what they eat and drink.
As former chairman of the Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Dr. Kia Lewis. A local charity is joining national efforts to reduce the levels of deviancy among youth. The Red Foundation yesterday launched its Community High Achievers Mentoring Program that will take on 60 at-risk youth between the ages of 7 to 18 who live in St. Philip. Managing Director of SMC Consulting and consultant with the CHAMP project, Sean Clark, explained that they will be recruiting 60 volunteers to provide one-on-one mentoring services. He wants all interested to come forward.
The program is intended to provide young people with a volunteer mentor who will help build self-relationships, set and maintain life goals, and be a positive role model. Each qualifying mentor must be 21 years or older and must have a love for children. Each mentor will receive 1 week of intensive training conducted by personnel from SMC consultants who are qualified in mentorship training. Each mentor must commit 8 hours monthly to meet with his or her mentee for this component.
He added that there will be a component aimed at improving parenting skills.
There will also be a heavy component on parents, providing parenting training, which is essential, which is necessary for the development and the upkeep of young persons in the St. Philip area. so that they too will know how to work with their children, how to understand what their children are going through, and how not necessarily to be better parents, because we don't want to say that the parents are bad parents, but to assist them in enhancing their parenting skills and ability.
Managing Director of SMC Consulting and consultant with the CHAMP project, Sean Clark. The Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, is appealing to those in the fishing industry to reduce the population of the ocean, stressing its impact on marine life. Mr. Ford spoke on the sidelines of the 19th session of the Western Central Atlantic Fisheries Commission at UN House. He says pollution is one of the three major factors preventing marine life from thriving.
And taking stock involves reducing the pollution. The anthropogenic behavior, as the scientists will call it, which involves putting everything in the sea, the spin-off and runoff of pesticides from the agriculture industry and other persistent organic pollutants that are seeking to destroy our marine life, must come to a screeching halt. And then we must now look in terms of our behavior. And that is why I applaud my minister colleague and the prime minister, of course, for the trust to reduce our fossil fuel and to have a carbon neutral as possible environment.
He says climate change is causing another major threat to the island.
These conversations are important because of how we treat to these things, along with what we are seeing across the world as the increased temperatures, which is also causing a problem. So I call it the quaternary trend, because you have rising sea level, pollution, you have ocean acidification, and now added to the whole mix is the phenomenon of the temperature increases of the ocean, causing different migratory patterns of fish and the fish life, and also the destruction of our marine ecosystem.
As Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. The Hilton Barbados Resort has relaunched two of its restaurants, which will now feature all Barbadian-inspired menus, as well as an art project to promote local artists. Speaking during the launch at the Hilton Barbados Resort, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, stressed the importance of the venture.
If we are able to get that to be able to spread, to have hotels across this country, to have businesses across this country demonstrating the value of art, demonstrating the value of the creative economy, then we begin not only to imbue the value of it, instill the value of it not just for others, but for ourselves, but as well then we then expand the creative economy. The statistics coming out from the University of the West Indies suggest that post-COVID, the creative economy in Barbados is growing by 14%. And our ability to be able to expand that creates not only employment, but it creates innovation and it spurs innovation.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. And finally, Suriname's President, Chandrika Prasad Santokhi, has warned that it cannot be business as usual as regional leaders discuss the ongoing social, economic, and political situation in Haiti. CARICOM leaders met virtually to discuss the ongoing situation in Haiti, but have not issued any statement regarding the outcome of their deliberations. Prior to the deliberations, Dominica's Prime Minister and CARICOM Chairman Roosevelt Skerrett had said that regional leaders will be meeting to take stock on what has transpired thus far to further determine what other actions CARICOM would need to take to provide support to Haiti. Mr. Santokhi said they hopelessly witness every day as more and more gang atrocities are committed in Haiti. He stressed that as CARICOM members states, they cannot continue with business as usual and must act quickly. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Bar Association welcomes government's decision to discontinue the King's Council designation. A local charity is joining national efforts to reduce the levels of deviancy among youth. And Suriname's president has warned that it cannot be business as usual as regional leaders discuss the ongoing situation in Haiti. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.